Well, good evening. Good evening. I love the intro. The intro is just really nice. I like to say to everyone, thank you so much for tuning in with me tonight. I like to say hello and welcome. I'm Chat with Dr. Black, relationship specialist, and I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio, station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour. Just to let you know, I'm on air every other Sunday. So me being on air every other Sunday means that I'm here today. Next week, next Sunday is someone else, and then you can catch me the following week. I like to just give a shout out to BBS Radio. I'm really excited about being back on air. Had to take a little hiatus, but I'm excited to be back on air. Sometimes we need to take a break just from certain things in life. So, want to say it's great coming on. So, thank you so much for tuning in. And let me give you my number. Let me give you the number. It's 1-888-429-5471. And please call, chime in. I want to hear from you. Hearing from you makes me know that I'm doing what I need to do to reach out and touch you. So, with that being stated, just want to let you know I have two wonderful daughters, and I love them. I love my two young adult daughters is what I have, and I love being their mommy. And do I give them advice? I do when they come and ask for it. But you know, moms are always the last one to give out that advice. So, you know, but I'm pretty much here. I'm not pretty much. I am. I'm here for you. So, without further ado, I'm going to get right into this topic, and I want you to call in once again. I'm Chat with Dr. Black, relationship specialist. So please feel free, give me a call. So, just want to give you a little background of me since today's my first day on air. I have a 93-year-old aunt who thinks she's 94. She's counting in Chinese years. She reads the paper from front to back, front to back, and I just love her. So, as she's reading the newspaper, the local newspaper from front to back, she was reading about a newspaper article, and she came across an article. And it talked about a man, and she started hysterically laughing. So she called me into the room and she said, "Hey, I want to show you something." So I said, "Okay." So she began to laugh, and I said, "Well, what's so funny?" And it was about an article regarding a man who said that he was having, when he was having sex, it was so painful. And she said, "I never knew men experienced pain when having sex. I always thought it was a women, but I never knew it to be men." So I said, "Well, let me look at that article. So let me give me that clipping. Let me research something." So my auntie interpretation was men should slow down on sex. I said, "Well, yeah, at about 93, you would think they would slow down with having sex," is what I told her. I said, "But just keep in mind that their libidos are different than women." So she laughs. And I did some research on it, but I says, "You know what? It may not be from being overly sexual. It could be associated with a medical condition and not necessarily just overly having that sex." You know, I know men wake up with a hard on. Some men call it a woody. They say, "Oh yeah, I had a woody this morning." And I laugh. I say, "Oh, did you?" I guess us women, we just get up and get going, get up and hit the shower. But men, they have to take out some time. I had to chuckle about it. But that's part of being knowing about relationship advice, relationship therapy, whatever you want to call it. So I said, "Well, besides the thought of painful sex being a health issue with men, they do enjoy having sex. I could tell you that much." You know, as they tell me, you know, Dr. Black, I wake up erect. I wake up with a hard on. I wake up with my cock hard. It's just the way of life for men. And it's like, wow, okay, all right. So, besides the thought of painful sex being a health issue, men really do enjoy having sex. I had to tell her they enjoy having sex. They enjoy masturbating. They enjoy watching porn. Men enjoy lap dancing, pole dancing. They just enjoy exotic settings. Men love sexy women. And I told my aunt, I said, you know, it's just the thrill, the desire. It's like, it's like that Campbell's soup. Good. It's just delicious. That's where men take it to. They're just erotically rooted and grounded. So tonight, I just want to talk about sex, whether if it's sex in the raw, sexual relationships. I just want to talk about what is it that builds your relationship. Some people have solid relationships. Some people have rocky relationships. I was talking to a guy one day and he says, you know, I had a really rocky relationship and my old lady, she loved to argue. And after she argued, then she wanted to have sex. She wanted to make love and she thought that was just like the greatest turn on. And I said, well, that's where some people are, you know, and that's what you find out just about people in general. I just want you all to hit me up and let's talk about it. Call me up and let's talk about it. Men, women, tell me, sexual relationship, friendship relationships. Let's just talk about it. I just want to hear about it. The number is 1-888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. So if you're out there, you're listening, it's all anonymous. Just call me up. I don't know your phone number, but you know my phone number. If you are interested in knowing who I am, I have my own personal website, which is www.chatwithdrblack.com. You can see who you're talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you get to see a preview of me, who you're talking to. You know, maybe that will make you feel at ease and comfortable with calling in. That website is www.chatwithdrblack. Matter of fact, you could just put in chat with Dr. Black, and guess what? It will come up. You'll see who you are talking with, who you are engaging with, who are you are just telling your little business with. And, you know, this is a no-host bar. We're on BBS Radio. I'm Station 2. So, if you know, 6 o'clock hour on Sunday. I'll always be on this channel. I'll always be talking about relationships. Sometimes it takes us a while to talk about it, but just open up. Let me give you the number one more time, 1-888-429-5471. And then you can go ahead and just call me up and chat with me. You know, having a healthy sex life and relationships is really important. It's just an important part of your overall health. Some people say they need it. Some people say they don't need it. As men get older, or just men, they need it. And I'm not mad at y'all, because women, we want it. And if there's a need and a want, then there's a market for it. It's marketable. Look how sexy everybody is nowadays. Everyone's in the gym, women in the gym. It's all about tits and ass. Everybody's in the gym. Got to have the right size titties. Got to have the right size ass. Got to have it all right. Got to have it tucked tight and a slim waist. That's what society is offering. You know, I just like to say that Some adults experience sexual difficulties or health problems at some point in life with sometimes sex. And so it's not uncommon. That's why they have Viagra, Cialis. That's why they have all these different type of pills. But guess what, man? You all can still keep going strong. It's like the Energized Bunny. That's what I heard. That's what one guy told me. He says, you know, when you get on Viagra and Cialis, it's just, you just become energized. Sometimes your cock can't even go down for a few hours. So, hey, if that's it, it's nothing wrong with it. At least you're able to enjoy yourself. And that's what it's about. It's about enjoying yourself. And believe it or not, most societies hold expectations about when, how often, and with whom individuals can have sex. If you're heterosexual versus a homosexual, casual versus a steady relationship. And it just varies from individual sexual practices, desires, experiences, wants, needs. And sometimes we think, oh, because we have a high sex drive, it leads many of us to believe that what they want or do in a sexual relationship is either abnormal or unhealthy. But it's really not. Sex is just very therapeutic. It's just a segue to just a different part of your life. And really, if you want to talk about your sexual relationship or the need or the direction, just give me a call, 1-888-429-5471. My phone lines are open. You know, I'm going to go a little bit deeper and talk about sexual health. It's like a state of physical, it's emotional, it's mental, it's social well-being, just to be in a relation to sexuality. And remember, a healthy relationship is one in which the individuals involved are physically and psychologically content with the frequency and the nature of sexual encounters. But always remember, if you are going to be moving yourself around, just please make sure that you are free of any STDs. And please make sure that you are taking precaution. And for us women, we have to take an invested interest, just like the men. And men, please protect yourself. And sometimes we don't have time to be protecting ourselves. We just want to get it in. Get it in and do what we have to do. And that's just really important. Just trying to just make sure you don't get it in and you get yourself in a position to where you're taking care of yourself and not your partner. That's just what's really, really important. And sometimes women feel like they're not taken care of. And you got to remember, men, women need to be taken care of. That's just really important. It's just really important. You know, there's really no recipe to having that sexual relationship. It's just, if it works, it works. People in life, their sexual desires, perspectives, just the history behind it, just vary considerably. And we have to be self-conscious of that. So what's positive and healthy in one relationship may have negative health impacts in another. That's what you have to remember. That's what you have to remember. I was just reading up on some different nationalities, ethnicities, regions of the country. And I realized that Australians, they engage in a wide variety of sexual behavior in addition to penetrative, indulging. You know, there was a survey that was put out with 20,000 adult Australian men and women. And this is maybe really alarming, but I'll tell you, 65% of the men and 35% of the women say that they had masturbated in the 4 weeks prior to being interviewed. 65% of the men and 35%. 65% is more than half. More than half. 35% is just slightly below, because, you know, we set it at 50 is what we set it at. And 12% of men and 14% of women, they use sex toys. Nothing wrong with that. I have a friend, and she said, if anything happened to me, you all have to come get my treasure chest. And I said, your treasure chest? She said, yeah, girl, my treasure chest. I have some treasures in my chest. It was her sex toys. I said, I'm not mad at you. So she had, you know, so they had used sex toys. It's more to it than just a vibrator. Nowadays, they have clit rings. You get balls. You get your nipples pierced. They have all type of different toys. I do frequent the sex stores often. I do. I like to be abreast of what's going on. I like to keep up on what's going on. Let me give you some more statistics. So 37% of men and 16% of women watch X-rated movies. Those numbers are really amazing to me, because I actually thought the number would be higher. But, of course, these are Australians. Maybe in America, it's different. It's probably about 99.9% are watching X-rated movies. 17% of the men and 2% of the women, they visited internet sex sites. And actually, believe it or not, it's on purpose. Then you have 17% of men and 14% of women, they engaged in anal stimulation. Wow, 17% and 14% anal stimulation. Oh, way. I wonder if any of you out there listening have had any anal stimulation. I'm curious to know. Just call in and let me know anonymously if you had anal stimulation. How does it feel? If you liked it? Was it more sensuous? Let me know. 17% of men. Wow. 17%. Way to go, men. And I don't know if that's homosexual or heterosexual. Doesn't say. Okay, next numbers. Nearly 10% of women and over 5% of men reported a homosexual experience. Wow. 10% of men. 10% of women. 10% of women. That's women to women. Okay, let's do this. Way to go. And 5% of men reported homosexual experiences. I wonder, what did that consist of? It wasn't detailed. I wonder if it was kissing, hugging, fondling, penetration. I like to know. I'm just so inquisitive. And then I'm also nosy, so I would have loved to have known that part. And then the last statistic is around 4% of men and women reported engaging in role play. Being the dom. And 2% in bondage and 4.5% in anal or oral stimulation. Anal oral stimulation. So let me give you the numbers again. 4% of men and women reported engaging in role play. You be the mommy and I'll be the daddy. Remember that? or you be the son and I'll be the mommy. I like that. Or you be the cop and I'll be the robber. Oh, that's another good one. So as you see, there's no set normal sexual behaviors in Australia. I wonder what's going on in California, United States. But in Australia, all the sexual practices listed above, they said were healthy as long as everyone felt comfortable with what they were doing. They said it was healthy. They took precaution. So that's what it's all about. It's all about taking precaution. I want you to call me up and let's talk about your relationships. What do you go through? What do you experience? Are you sitting on the fence about something? Is it you really don't know? Talk to me. Chat with Dr. Black. So take out time. Tell me your thoughts. Call me at 1-888-429-5471. Feel free to call me. Please call in. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what you are thinking. Let me know what your desires are. And then we can chat about whatever you have on your mind. I just love being real. I love being honest. I love being upfront. I just enjoy talking to people. There's some physical health risk in sexual relationships. We did talk about that. So just please keep in mind to use condoms. Condoms, condom, condoms. So if you want to, you have a question, you want to express yourself, talk about your relationship, feel free to give me a call. Remember, you can work through the psychological aspects of it. I just want to go over a newspaper article. About a couple. I was reading in the newspaper the other day where a couple was talking about how, let's see, where is it? Oh, this is it. Couple tries to get around painful sexual relations, and it does happen. You know, it does. It happens. So this is how it goes. The guy says, I am 30 years old and his wife is 27. The good thing about it is they were completely, he said, we are completely in love. I love it. We are completely in love. So he said his wife is a very spiritual woman. And she wanted to be the one, she wanted to wait until they were married to have sex. And he was so in love with her that he respected her choice. And then they were engaged for almost 2 years. Almost 2 years, which he said was not a problem. It was no big deal. And so he embraced it. He says, then come the wedding. Everyone's looking forward to the wedding. And I don't see anything wrong with that. We're looking forward to the wedding. And then he said, here's the big problem. The big problem is he said, we simply do not fit physically. That's what he said. We do not fit physically. Wow. That's what he said. I am more endowed than my very petite wife can handle. He said our wedding night was a nightmare. Since then, we have tried to have sex many times. The results are almost the same. She is physically hurt. He said, and I feel bad. He really feels bad. He said he feels bad, which is understandable. So he was asking a question, what can I do? He talked to doctors. They suggested lubricants. He says, but nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing at all has worked. Sad, but true. You know, they waited for this moment. And to no avail, nothing has worked. And this was as of August, a week ago. If you want to comment on that, 1-888-429-5471. Let me give it to you again, 1-888-429-5471. Let me know what your thoughts are, what this man should do, how should he be feeling. I mean, that's painful within itself. That's like a slap in the face. My advice would be, he has to really work with her. He really does. He has to work with her. You know, he has to fondle her. He has to caress her. He has to stimulate her breasts, her nipples. He has to perform oral sex. He has to take it to a whole new different level. He has to make her feel comfortable. He has to make her open up to him. And that could be one of the issues. Her not being able to open up to him. We already know that's an issue because her vagina doesn't fit his penis. But they need someone there with them, or either he needs to be told how to be guided, directed. But she needs more stimulation, especially with her being a virgin. Even with him being well endowed, she has to, or he has to, take her there. He has to be able to get her erotically hot, like so hot, she's begging for him. And he can't let up off of it until that pre-cum starts just oozing out. You know how it just oozes out? But she needs more stimulation. She really does. They need to start in the bathtub, the shower. They need to start just foreplaying. She needs heavy foreplay is what she needs. If you want to hop in, please feel free to give me a call. Tell me what your thoughts are. Have you ever experienced this before? And if so, what worked for you? And if not, what didn't work for you? And how this young man can then be able to move on. That's what I'm curious about. I really am. Tell me what's on your mind. 1-888-429-5471. My phone lines are open. So please share with me or either share what you have on your mind. So many people in life have relationship issues. And so not the only one. This guy is the only one. It's just a sexual difficulty. Psychologically, it could be a psychological factor. And then again, promise to be stimulated. She may just have difficulty with vaginal lubrication. And so he has to take it to a whole new different level. He has to. You know, there is a considerable proportion of women. And I looked it up online and I said, let me look this up. What's the numbers on the women who report experiencing a lack of interest in sex? And believe it or not, it was slightly above 50%. It came up 54.8%. I said, women, hey, what are you doing? What's really going on? 54.8% for a lack of interest in sex? OMG. Oh my God. We're chasing the men to become homosexuals. How about a lack of sexual enjoyment? 27.3%. of women say they have a lack of sexual enjoyment. Like, wow. But then here's the kicker. You know, 35.9% are saying they feel self-conscious of their body while having sex. 35.9%. Woo, that's 15% below 50%. And then here comes that performance anxiety. So, men, don't think that only you have performance anxiety. We as women, we have it also. And we're just at 17%. And for those out there who can relate to this, being unable to reach an orgasm, 28.6%. 28.6%. Wow. And then for that little sweet love who's 27, just got married, having painful sex, she's not by herself. It's 20.3% of women experience pain during sex. So not only is it the man in the first article I was talking about, but it's also women who have painful sex. And then here's that 23.9% of us women, or not us, but women who have problems with vaginal lubrication. 23.9%. Wow. You know, the 99-cent store, they have vaginal lubrication if anybody needs it. If you have a 99-cent store, a Dollar Tree, they have vaginal lubrication. You don't have to spend a lot of money to enjoy yourself. But believe it or not, the younger women have experienced the physical pain, the self-consciousness of their body, the performance of anxiety. Well, heck, they're just now starting off. You know, they don't have the perfect Barbie doll or Kimmy K body. But you don't need that kind of body. It's all mental. It's mental stimulation. You just have to stimulate yourself. You just have to know that if this person is involved with you, then they're involved with you, and enjoy yourself. And while the lack of interest and desire to have sex, you know who that's coming from. Inability to orgasm and lubricate. That's the older women. It's like damn if you do and damn if you don't. When you're young, you're worried about your body. Oh, that hurts, the pain, the performance anxiety. And when you get to be older, you just dry up. You can't have an orgasm. You know why? Because you have too much on your mind. You're worried about, oh, am I doing it right? Is this going well? Oh, my God, I got to go to work. Did I pay that bill? Oh, did I cook dinner? Oh, what do I have to do tomorrow? You have too much on your mind. That's why you can't have an orgasm. And then if you can't have an orgasm, well, you got to get lubricated first. And the issue is, if you're not lubricated, that's because you psychologically, you holding on to a whole lot inside your mind. You really are. You have to let it go. Just relax and let it flow. And let the man go to work. Let him do all the work. You just sit back and relax and, you know, get your groove on. So for the men, your lack was at 24%. And for erectile disorder, that's 9%, 9.5%. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Women, we are leading the way. And being unable to orgasm is a 6.3%. When you're not able to have an orgasm, that's because you have a mental block. If you call me and chat with Dr. Black, I'll help you break that mental block. I really will. I help you release some of that tension, pent up aggression, whatever you have on your mind is just really messing with you. If you call me, I can slip in real quickly and tell you, because I'm at 1-888-429-5471. If you need a more intimate conversation, you can always go to my website at www.chatwithdrblack. There's a 1-888 number on there also, but that's a paid number. It's $1.99 per minute if you want to just have a one-on-one conversation with me. But really, you know, just being sexually in tune, and you just have to release all that pent up aggression. But, you know, sometimes you just have to relax and let it flow. Now, the men under 20, they were more likely to have performance anxiety, which is quick ejaculation. They get their dicks off, they cocks off real quick. And especially if you're with a woman who's moist, that's just going to happen. It's going to come, and it will just come off really, really quick. And so the likelihood of other sexual difficulties in men, it just increased with age. You just sometimes... No, not sometimes, all the time. You have to just relax and let it flow. Because if you're with someone and you really like them, you know the sexual difficulties experienced by your partner, it can really have a negative impact on your sexual function. And men, you know, the sexual dysfunction can negatively impact the sexual function of your female partner, especially if the female looks to you to be the more dominant one. You know, baby, you just got to relax and just let it flow. So, you have to learn to just say woosa and enjoy yourself in that moment. And women, you just have to enjoy yourself and just relax and let it flow. You know, believe it or not, your lifestyle really affects your sexual performance. When you have stress and anxiety, it really reduces your sexual performance. It reduces it substantially because you have so much on your mind. What if it's stress-related, anxiety-related to work, your children, other aspects of life? You just have to put that to the side. And just take a breather. Honestly, you do. One you can't put off is like a death in the family. And sometimes that will throw you for a loop. It will. It will.
But if you just relax and let it flow, it just all comes together.
It just all just works out. It comes together. And believe it or not, you're happy. Your partner is happy. And it may not be a partner. It could just be a one-night stand. But if you're really having difficulty and you just can't move beyond and you tried everything, sex therapy always works. And it just may not be, you know, to say, oh, I'm getting older, so I have erectile dysfunction. No, it may not be that. Or I'm not able to get moist or have a natural lubrication. And if you've been with your partner for so long, your significant other, your husband, whoever you're with, you may have to try some different avenues. And one of them may be sex therapy. It's nothing wrong with sex therapy. Honestly, it's not. I think it's a good thing. Because a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, they can really help you cut out whatever you're thinking and help you build to where you feel comfortable in being with one another. Sometimes people who have been married for 20, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, you need a different pattern put in place. You need something different. You may have to dress up so that you both think you're with somebody different. You may have to find exotic parties to attend so that you can appreciate what you have. Sometimes you need that stimulation. And with needing that stimulation, you have to think outside the box. First of all, you have to learn how to reach out with each other intimately. And it doesn't have to be gentile contact or genital contact. You can go to a whole new level and just take kissing and cuddling to a whole new level. But you have to consider doing something different if your relationship is stifled. You really do. You really do. I want to play this song, and I hope it plays. I hope it works. And if not, BBS Radio, Doug, Donald will let me know. But I, you know, someone sent me this song, and I just love it. And it's you know, Janet Jackson is going on tour, and I just love her music. And I think she's the most sexiest, sensuous. She's just very smooth with herself. And I just respect and I admire her for that. And I love her song, No Sleep. And I met this wonderful man in my life. And this song just reminds me so much of him. So I'm going to take out time. I have a few minutes left. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to do my closing. So hopefully you can hear it.